Hi, everyone. This is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here now to do another show. And this will be another show of some healings during this event here. So we're first going to do a little chakra alignment, and then we'll talk about the in fact, we'll do it now. We'll talk about the email list. We have a new email list on the bottom. If you want to scroll all the way down, it's in pink. And if you wish to join our email list, I give probably maybe two emails a month. And that normally pertains to maybe what we're doing as far as list of services, possibly. And then we do the emailing for our once-a-month four-hour session. So if you want to get on it or anything that's special, we can email you. But I don't give a lot of emails out, so you don't have to panic about getting two or three a week like some people do. So I just do maybe at the most 2 to 3 a month. So, but if you'd like to join us, that'd be wonderful to have your connection and contact. So we're first going to do a chakra alignment here. And you can just sit back and relax. You're going to your heart chakra. There we go. Moving that here. And throat chakra, good. And third eye, good. Going down out to your power chakra, moving that a little bit here. Wonderful. Okay. And now moving around again, second chakra, and going now to the first here. And boy, we're doing an opening now. Wow. It's like power chakra energy. So let's start with that one first here. So power chakra. We're going to clear it here, so do some clearing. Okay, so power chakra. Spin, 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 open. That helps a little bit. Okay, let's go to your heart now. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And next we'll go up to your throat. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go down to, or up to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 boy. Spin, 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 open. Got some dense energies tonight on some people here. I must have had a rough week here. Again, spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. Good. And now we're going down. Second chakra, again, spin, 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 open. First, spin, 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 open. So let me just check all of those because some of these are really out of whack. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, spin, open. Heart, spin, 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 open. Boy. Heart, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. So go from the bottom up. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Second, spin, spin, open. Third, spin, spin, open. Heart, spin, spin, open. Throat, spin, open. Third eye, spin, open. Wonderful. Well, that was pretty rough for some of you out there. So let me just check everybody's energy right now. As some people in their body upside down, that could be part of the problem. So we're going to take everybody out of their bodies momentarily and put you in properly. So here we go. We're going to come out, and now we're coming back in again. There we go. Now we'll check the chakras again. First chakra, spin open. Second, spin open. Third, spin open. Fourth, spin open. Fifth, spin open. Sixth, spin open. Perfect. Fifth, sixth, fourth, third, second, first. First, second. Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Great. Okay. Yeah, some of these are really messed up. So fine. You should be feeling better, I hope, now. So we're going to do an entity clearing here. And here we go. Release some entities. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Feeling good. Feeling good.
Okay. Do you feel any difficulties there, too, during this process?
Yeah, I could feel a lot of blocks opening up when you did the chakras, and feels much better now out there.
Yes. So here we go. We're going to do some entity clearing now, and we're now doing this here. And we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you. So Here you come back into your bodies. We'll count to 10, and your spirit's been cleansed and purified, put back into perfect balance and harmony. So here we go. Coming into your body. Just sit back and relax. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Do some more entity clearing. Wonderful. Beautiful. These entities are leaving now and get you more in your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to do another one here just to make sure here. And here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just going to check everybody, make sure that you're not in your body crooked or upside down. Or remember, if you go out on the astral plane, not realizing that you could come back with some type of physical problem, maybe a missing arm or something, until your spirit can regenerate it. So, and people do come in, their bodies upside down, and they come twisted and sideways. So we're going to take you out now, all out now, and rejoin the new spirit and the old. Integrate both of these and coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. That feels good now. Okay. We're going to do now the session where we drop your awakening consciousness, your mind, into your heart center. And you want to just visualize the 10th floor being, say, your forehead, where your thoughts are, and the first floor being your heart center. We're going to just drop you down, take this energy down into your heart. So you should feel like your thoughts are coming out of your heart here. And ears are on your heart, and your mouth is on your heart, too. So here we go. Coming down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Beautiful. Okay, so for the new people on, the Creation Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. It's where Jesus came from. It's the source energy that created you. And it's here to release negativity from the planet so the planet spirit can ascend. And that also includes the people on the planet if they choose to do the work to get fully into their bodies. So you have to have your spirit into your body in order to do the ascension 100%. So this is just the easiest way to really tell you that you have to be in your body in order to do the ascension process. So we'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. So are you there?
I'm here, and welcome, everybody, and thank you for those beautiful healings, Ron. Boy, the energy really shifted there. It was great.
Quite something, really dense. A lot of stuff in that one.
Absolutely. And then we had a question on the fast chat we could address before we continue. Is it really possible to be upside down in your body? So maybe you could just talk a little bit about crash landings and so forth.
Yes, if you get startled and your spirit's out of your body, and then your body gets kind of startled or scared, your spirit will be wherever it is, and it'll come back into you as quick and fast as it can, and it'll come into your body whatever way it can come in, and it may not be properly, and you have a crash landing in a sense, and your spirit can come in crooked and upside down, whatever way it needs to come in. So, and then at that point, once it comes in improperly, it will normally always go in that same way improperly. I've had people that I've worked with who've had their spirit in their body for like 40 years wrong. Maybe they're turned sideways, maybe they're upside down. And then I change them around, they go, man, this is the way I used to feel, you know, when I was a kid. I've always had this sense of being kind of like turned sideways in me, and I had great vision to maybe my right side, but my left side had hardly anything, and I just always felt out of balance, and that's the reason. So, yeah, it's good to always have your spirit get checked to make sure that you're in your body properly. So, yes, that it does happen. And back to you, Sylvia.
Well, do you feel like doing a little process here to give people the opportunity to feel what it's like when they're not in properly and then put them in properly so they maybe get an idea of that?
Yeah, we could do that just for a test for everyone. So what you're going to do, if you wish to do this, you can. If you don't want to participate, just tell your spirit not to. But you're in your body right now. And after we do this process, it may take you maybe up to a minute to integrate back properly, just like it has done so far right now. Okay, so I'm going to have everyone come out of their bodies, and I'll just explain what's going to happen first. And we'll just turn you 90 degrees to the right. And I'll have you hold that space for about maybe 10, 15 seconds, and we'll take you back out again and have your spirit come in the proper way. And it's very interesting to feel the change. And this is only just so you can know and understand this. I don't know anybody else who even teaches this or talks about it. So it allows you to know when your spirit's in wrong. And then at that point, you can just ask your spirit to come out and come back in again properly. So this is just an education and information for you here. So here we go. We're going to come out of your body. And we're going to turn your spirit 90 degrees here and come back in again. There we go. And now you're in facing to the right. And now we're just going to take you out again and have your spirit turned around so it's facing properly. And coming back in again, and I'll just count again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So now you're in your body properly. So you may have felt a slight shift in your consciousness, that you had more of a intuitive ability to the right side, and you may feel your energy changing right now as your spirit now reintegrates with you. So how's that, Sylvia?
Good. So, you know, if you felt anything during that, you may have felt different sensations physically. You may have felt like you were lopsided or kind of focused in one direction or even kind of falling over toward one direction. So it's good to know that, so that if you, you know, if something happens, you get startled when you're sleeping and you come back to your body a little askew, you can ask your spirit to come back in properly so that you're balanced and you don't have that feeling. So, let's see. Tonight we are continuing with our topic for this week of divine healing essences from the creation lightship. And tonight we're going to be focusing on saints. And also divine energies. Ron has the ability to bring the divine energies, such as energy of grace and compassion and forgiveness and peace and so forth, to us directly from the creation lightship, as well as the saints and masters and angels that reside there in their pure essences. So, Ron, can we talk just a minute about the pure essence of these divine beings that are coming directly from the light ship, and then from there we'll just get into some of those energies while we answer people's questions on the fast chat.
Sure. Every energy, every manifestation, every spirit that was created on the creation light ship, and there are some energies that reside there. And other energies, probably most of them actually, you know, go out to the universe to do their exploration. So there are sacred energies that are there continuously working on the light ship, and also it goes from the light ship down to, in a sense, we'll just call it the humanity here. And some of those are the masters, and they come in, and they only come in for a short period of time sometimes. They'll take a different form maybe in each different lifetime that they come in to help us. So it could be the same energy but with a different name on it. And so these energies are the pure essence of their original creation. And this way you get all of the energy coming to you in wholeness, as opposed to having the energies come into you that are not completely in wholeness, with maybe some negativity or diluted energy, you know, that you're actually tuning into. So what you want to do is always go to your heart center, go to your spirit, and then ask your spirit to bring in these divine energies to you. just by asking them inside of your head or even outside out loud that you wish to have energy so-and-so come into you, that energy may not be what you're expecting to have. Because remember, all the different emotional energies here will and can portray the energies of anything that you want to call upon. This is kind of much like people who do channeling, like I've mentioned before. Some people seem, you know, really right on with what they're saying, and that you do feel that divine connection. And then other people, it feels pretty good, but maybe not 100% to what you're used to. And then some people are completely off the mark, and they say they're channeling the same exact energy. So what you want to do to make sure that you're getting the right information is to go into your heart center. And the channelers who are channeling should actually go into their heart center, too, to get these energies, because it'll be more of the truth, and it depends on how they're actually getting the energy. It's like going to a psychic reader. Are they reading the energies that they're getting through their own, colored glasses that they have on? Are they reading your energies through their life patterns and telling you incidences that happened in a sense to them, and projecting it to you, because it's just kind of a similar issue, and that happens too. So you want to always go to your heart to get the true energy. That's kind of what I'm trying to tell you. Go to your heart so that your heart then will discern what's right and what's wrong for you, and that way you can be more on your path and get the proper information. But the divine energies will only come into your heart center. They'll never come into your head. And that's the difference, and this is where you want to be, if you can, in your whole life, to stay in your heart center and listen there, and you're going to feel a lot more peace in your life, and the energies around you that people tie into, you're not going to be so much attracted to that energy and to react to what they're saying around you, as long as you're in your heart center. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, it's the end of the work week. Maybe we can start by bringing in the grace energy to kind of clear everything that might be on people's minds or in their hearts at the end of this week before we continue.
Yes, that's a really good energy. So if you would like to have the experience, just scroll down on your computer here and go past the light bead, and we'll go to the Creation Lightship Insignia. And it's about a little bit, probably about 40% down on your scroll bar. And it's like the staff with wings on it. This is the insignia of the lightship that all the doctors wear on their uniforms. And we're going to energize this now, and then we'll bring in the grace energy. So as this energy gets energized on your monitor screen, if you're brand new to the show, just scroll down, click on Creation Lightship Healing. And once that comes up, scroll down, and you're going to see a light beam, and then go below that. You're going to see the beautiful insignia. If you're on the fast chat, you can also click on it there underneath on the bottom. It will come up too for you. And so this insignia is going to change energies a little bit here. You may start to see white light starting to come off of it. It's very, very beautiful. It'll fill your whole room full of this divine energy. And we're going to ask now to have the energy of grace come to us now through this insignia here. And it's starting to come now. And here it comes. And just kind of sit back and relax. We had, it looks like, a lot of difficulties for some people here. The way it looks, the way the clearings were earlier with the chakras, they were definitely out of whack with probably a lot of people. So you were losing life force energy, and your body wasn't getting healed. So now you should be in a much better position for healing. So here comes the grace energy, and we'll just put some music on for you so you can just sit back and relax and partake of this energy here. Thank you. report back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, that was wonderful. I would like to suggest that we bring in Mother Mary and then Saint Bernadette, and also we can talk a bit about the Lord's France water and maybe bring that energy also.
Okay, so we'll first bring in Mother Mary here. So, again, on this insignia, we'll just bring the energy through that here. So, here comes Mother Mary. So, I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy here. So, stronger, 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 stronger. And she will at times bring in a fragrance too. So if you start smelling like the fragrance of roses or flowers around, that's her in your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, we'll just put some music on and just kind of kick back and relax here. And nothing for you to do, just go inside of your heart center and just enjoy this wonderful energy here. And you can ask for healing and guidance too. Of St. Bernadette, and from there we're going to bring in some waterfall energy. And remember, St. Bernadette is the young lady that was in Lourdes, France, so we're bringing the same energy that is there right now. So, and this came from the Creation Lightship also, and we're first bringing St. Bernadette here. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll let you experience her energy along with Mother Mary, and then we'll bring in the waterfall energy next here and the energy of Lourdes, France. bring in the waterfall energy and the same energy that's in Lourdes, France here for healing. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. And you might feel your aura cleansing happening to you. This energy around you will start to be cleansed in your field here. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'd like to take up a couple of questions from our recent Fast Chat listeners, and we had one question, which is, how can we stay in our heart centers in layman's terms?
Well, you just want to continuously check to make sure that you're there. Once you realize you're in your heart, and hopefully you all have that experience on this show, at least having a glimpse of that, you can tell when you're out of your heart, when you're strictly in your head. You may feel your thoughts in your head. And when you feel them in your heart, you're in your heart center. So just keep dropping down. That's the only way. You have to do it manually because your ego self, your mind consciousness, has to surrender to the heart. Remember, it's a separate energy body, much like your emotional body. And it doesn't necessarily like surrendering to your heart center, which is pure love, and it wants to be in control. So, you know, it's a continuous process to get in there, and just keep forcing, telling your emotions, telling your mental aspects to go into your heart center to be integrated with your spirit, because your spirit is what you want to listen to. And then eventually your spirit will be as loud as the your regular conscious mind as it talks to you, just that now it's being drowned out by the information that you have by sensory overload from having your mind going amok here. Back to you, Sylvia.
I'll just add to that, which is that if you've been on this program, I believe in every program run, and the light ship does that process, dropping the mind into the heart, imagining the, you know, visualizing the elevator and coming down from the 10th floor to the first floor. So I'm sure you've had that feeling. And as Ron has said many times, that's actually opening a channel there for you. The light ship is doing that. So you can just actually do that same thing for yourself every day throughout the day to keep going back into your heart center. It's a wonderful way to do that, and it should be easy for you to feel that if you've been coming on the show and doing that process. So that's a great technique to use. So let's see. We have a couple more questions. We actually have a request for, we had a request last time and this time now for a mental clearing. So would you like to do a sample of that, Ron?
Sure, we'll do an emotional clearing first. So we're going to go back from this moment in time. Remember, the light only works in the now, so it's right now when we start. We'll go back to your last birthday, so then we'll go back a few years here for you. Then after that, we'll do a mental clearing. So the emotional clearing gets rid of some of your baggage that you've accumulated. It'll be the baggage that you accumulated probably in the last few years here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next, you're back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll go one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So like we normally say on all the shows, just kind of take a note of how your body is feeling toward a scenario, a situation that you were in that caused you maybe anxieties, fear. It could even be like, in a sense, depression. It could be anger. You know how emotions are. So whatever you felt during a situation in your life from the past, the last couple of years, look at it right now, and you want to feel your body's energy. See how your body's responding. Does your gut kind of twist on you, or can you just look at it now and breathe and say, wow, I'm glad that's kind of over with. I got relief on this here. And this is what the healing does here. It allows you to be in the moment. This healing is between probably 80 to 90% completed. When I do your whole lifetime, if you choose to do that, then it's done 100% for these times. But right now, this is just a sample, and it allows you to at least experience the light shift healing and how quick and fast they work. And it's instantaneous, and there's no processing involved. So just kind of look at that right now, and just see how you feel about one or two incidences that you've experienced in your lifetime here, going back a couple of years. I'll just put some music on just to allow you to hear something here for a few. Feeling body. The feeling body is like the emotions, but it's slightly different. And some people live more in feelings than they do in the emotions. So here we go. Same process for your feeling body. These are invisible bodies that make up the physical. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So again, just take a sampling of how your body feels. This is not a mental exercise because your mind really can't relate to feelings. It's a whole different energy. So just look at different situations that happened to you. Could be a couple weeks ago. Just see how you feel. You should feel distant from them. So just put some music on again here as you sample. Do a sample of the sensory body. This is for people who become sensory overloaded. Remember, we have five major senses, and sometimes we get overloaded in one of those, maybe even all of them, where we have a hard time functioning. So this is your sensory body. So same process, going from this point in time to your last birthday. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and now one full year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'll do one more year. I'm being told to do that for somebody there. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, and again, just kind of sample here. We'll put some music on and just kind of read your energy system and breathe into an event that you had and just see how you feel. It should feel very distant to you, like you're relieved from the pressure, the anxieties, the traumas here. Clearing here. We'll do a mental clearing. This is like defragmenting your home computer. It kind of balances your left and right brain, allows you to think quicker, faster, and it can also eliminate or help release some mind chatter that you may have occurring. So here we go. This is a mental clearing, same process. From now, this moment, back to your last birthday. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. Just kind of see how your mind is working. Maybe multiply some numbers together. See if you have less mind chatter. Just kind of sample mentally how you are with your state of mind right now. More clearings for people. We do lots of clearings, and not everybody needs all these clearings. So what I normally do is do a sample for them, and you just see how you respond to these clearings. If you feel a change in your body, the way you're thinking or feeling, then you know you probably need it. So we're going to do one for people who have had chronic pain in their life. You may have had pain when you're younger, and it can recycle again because your body, remember, is recycling its past continuously, so it wants to clear out these energies. So this is for people who have pain. So we'll do a pain body. So here we go. Same process, this point in time, right now, back to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There. Now let's do one more clearing here since we're doing clearings. I'll do your trauma body. This is for people who've had a lot of trauma in their life. They just can't seem to shake it. They think about an event and they just freeze up completely. And it may not be attached to the emotions or it's really, really embedded deeply in you. So this is your trauma body. Same process. Just sit back and kind of feel how the energy feels to you. So here we go. Sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So again, just kind of sample this clearing here and see how it works for you. And I'll put some music on and be back in about a minute here. do one other clearing here. We'll do a clearing on some parallel lives here. We did a few last time on the show here, and some people have great results with this here. Because remember, you're still living in the past, even if you're not connected to this, you know, this lifetime. Even though you're having a parallel life, these parallel lives affect you right now, this moment, because your spirit's kind of being run ragged, basically, throughout other lifetimes on this planet here. So we'll go back and clear five parallel lives right now. So this is going to be very interesting for some of you here. So here we go. First lifetime, number one, whatever that would be. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This is like a spirit retrieval. Next lifetime, number two, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Lifetime number three, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number four, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number five, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So this is bringing your spirit back to you. And remember, you could have, 200 to maybe 500 of these parallel lifetimes. This is what the dark side wants you to do to keep yourself from being whole and complete in one life. So I'll put some music on and kind of just see how you feel. A lot of times you may have aches and pains leave you instantly during this healing here.
Great. Well, I've got some nice comments on the fast chat. Thank you, everyone who's been typing in. Let's see. Let's talk about a couple upcoming dates before the time slips away from us. Let's see. We have Saturday, October 13th, the next Ascension preparation call, and I'll let you talk about that, Ron.
Yeah, so once a month we do a four-hour special lightship healing. The cost on it is $60, and they do water charging. These light being water doctors. You get 7 gallons of water for the next week to drink. Normally it's 1 gallon per day, or if you have extra, you can put it in your bath water. And each water container is used in sequence, so you would have number one on Sunday, number two on Monday, et cetera. So that's very, very nice. Then we have additionally 3 hours of lightship healing toward ascension. We go into various rooms. Some of the rooms is where they actually put light frequencies into our blood. We get like an amber blood. They work with our body, put the Merkaba energy into our cells. They do many, many things to help us toward the ascension process. And this process is actually used to make your body lighter, to be able to accept higher frequencies of light. And it's just a wonderful session. The time goes by very quickly. And most people, when they're done after the four-hour session, it feels like about a half an hour to them. And they feel like a new person again. And they have a lot of relief of physical tension and even, miraculous healings during this session. So it's just wonderful. We also have one-hour conference calls on Mondays and Fridays. So if you're interested on that, they're only $20. And it's just a great way to experience the light beings on the light ship. You're up there physically again, like on a four-hour session. You're there out of time, so you're walking around physically, just like you do here. And I recommend getting a speakerphone and just make your call and put your phone on, and you just kick back and get a comfortable chair or couch or bed and lay down and have this wonderful experience. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and mentioned that we have a program tomorrow night at 9 p.m., and we're going to be continuing talking about some of the and experiencing some of these divine energies, and we'll be going to the lightship for a creation lightship healing. So hope you can be with us tomorrow at 9 Pacific. And there's a question that we had on the fast chat that pertains to ascension. It was from the other day. We didn't have time to take it up back then, but I thought it would be a great one to address. And the question is, can the spirit alter the body for ascension?
Yes, that can be taken many different ways. But, yeah, the spirit has to be in your body for ascension. So, yes, it is altering the body. Remember, what you have is a physical earth body right now with a spirit in it. And the spirit that you have in your body, that's in your heart center, is there to help you do healings on the body. And it's also there to express through creativity, connecting to you consciously so that you can express the creativity of the divine in this lifetime. So that's the purpose of your spirit. Plus, it gives life force energy to your body. So naturally, when you integrate more fully in your body will change. And in the ascension process, you must have your spirit with you to do this. So yes, it does actually need to be with you, and it does allow you to do the ascension. So it must be with you. And after that process of getting fully integrated into your body, then you have your guidance completely. You have your all of your psychic abilities, all your spiritual tools that you may have yearned for. And remember, most people are only 20% in their bodies. So people ask me all the time, gee, you know, how come I don't have intuition, or why don't I see? Well, one answer could be, this is not always a definite answer, but, you know, you may not be in your body enough to be able to express these gifts. These are spiritual gifts for you, but you have to become spiritual to get them. And the next thing is that when your spirit's fully integrated with you during the ascension time, then your physical body will become a spiritual physical body, because your spirit will be integrated with your body, and it'll take in the light codes from the creation light ship, and then you're going to be transformed, and you will be in perfect health. You don't have to worry about if you're, you know, 60, 70 years of age, maybe you're limping or something, or maybe you have some accident previously in your life, and you go, geez, I don't want to do the ascension. I don't want to have this pain that I have now. Well, that will be taken away from you. Your body will be in perfect harmony at the perfect age that you probably choose, and it'll be a divine body at that time, but taken on your physical form. And your conscience will be with you from this lifetime, and the negativity will be taken away. So you're going to be actually transformed into a brand new body. This is what the masters do who come here. You know, the masters like of the Far East, you've heard about yogis, etc. Babaji, who all of a sudden can appear and then disappear. Well, they're in their spirit body, and they're able to do this just by their consciousness to bring into manifestation a physical form. So that would be much like you during the ascension process. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, another question that comes up from time to time, we had it on the fast chat the other day, was, is there a way for people to tell how much they are in their bodies at any point?
Well, I get back to my original teaching here, is you must ask your spirit, okay? Your spirit's with you. It knows everything. So, you know, don't go outside of yourself. Ask your spirit. And you could probably use a tool. People use a pendulum a lot, and you could probably do that and maybe count down, you know, maybe from 50 on down, or, you know, write numbers on a piece of paper. If you're able to use a pendulum, that would probably work. Just make sure your spirit is helping you do this work and not an entity. But the main thing is, I say, is probably go inside of yourself. And by going inside of yourself, then you're going to have the information. So, you know, what I'd like you to remember from this show is that what Ron said is to get into my body, my spirit has to be in my body. That's what I mean by getting into your body. And my guidance is within. And that's basically what the show is about, teaching you how to do that. And along with that, we do healings, which allow you to come into your body much easier. Because remember, your spirit cannot and will not come into emotional density. And that's just the way it is, unfortunately. When you're born, remember, you're not conscious of the densities in your body until you start in your lifetime. Then your body starts to heal those energy blockages. And then you start having, if you want to use the word lessons, I hate to use that terminology, but we start having situations that occur because your body now is ready to heal itself for ascension. So things pop up, and you have to deal with them. And the nice thing about these clearings is that the light ship, light beings do this for you if you're interested in doing these sessions. And it takes about an hour per session, and it's cleared basically 99.99%. They're done, out of the way, and at that point you can become more in your body, and it just depends what kind of densities you're carrying in this lifetime. Some people have a lot more than others, but the main thing to do is, if you wish to work with me, is to do your emotional clearing first. That's the most important thing because it clears your spirit of densities, and it clears your emotional body and your physical body so you can become more into your body. So, there we go, Sylvia. I'll turn it over to
great.
You again.
Wonderful. So you mentioned a couple of minutes ago Babaji, and I don't know that we've ever brought him, his energy in on the radio, but that would be wonderful if we could do that.
Sure. Okay. So sit back and relax. And, he's already here. This is great. But we're going to bring his energy in from the creation light ship. This is his pure essence energy. And so, again, it'll come in through this beautiful light ship insignia. We'll probably run over on the hour, so if you're back east, just kind of hang in a little bit longer here. I know it's very late, but we'll do a little more healing. So here we go. Here comes Babaji. So stronger, 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 stronger. He seems very happy. Stronger, not real serious. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So we'll just put on some more music here so you can enjoy Babaji here. And again, you know, he'll only connect into your heart center. That's the trick of the divine. They only want to come there because that's where they can connect in pure love energy. So it won't be in your head that you're going to be finding any of these energies. It's always heart-related. So just kind of sit back and relax and ask your heart to connect to these beautiful energies. And Babaji is here. Feels great to me.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you. Very uplifting feeling. Okay, so what's next here? Well, it depends on you, Ron, about how much time you want to continue.
Yeah, we could address this, that question about ascension. Everybody seems to kind of have the same question as, what's going to happen to me and everything else around me at the ascension time? So just basically in a nutshell, the whole universe does not exist at ascension, okay? And so we'll just talk about this planet, since this is more personal to us here. So instantaneously, there will be no planet at all. No life form, no humans, no nothing, okay? And then you're in the void. At that point, the people who are lucky enough to know about the ascension process, which you should have been taught 500 years ago and working on it since then, in fact, actually probably more like 4,000 years, but that's how the light ship is viewing this, because the Earth spirit chose not to ascend last time. The Earth spirit and the Earth was turned off and on, and it decided to keep its same resonant frequency of what it was. So we'll just say that it kept 3D. And the Earth spirit went along with the old plan of its learning experiences. We'll use that, its expression, because it did not want to kill and terminate everybody on the planet, because the humans were not ready to ascend. There were ones that actually ascended when the planet was turned off, but then it got turned back on again, and all of a sudden everybody reappeared, just like you do when you go to sleep at night. You wake up and you're in a room, in a bed, etc., okay? And so life kind of went on as usual. Well, what's happening this time, the Earth spirit is leaving. And so unless something takes on the Earth's spiritual blueprint to put spiritual energy into a form, a lifeless form, to make it into life, the Earth will no longer exist, and neither will anything on it, okay? So at that point, if you're worried about your family, your friends, no, there won't be anything here. They won't even exist because there's no life to the physical blueprint. But if you're able to hold your spiritual integrity with your divine spirit in your body, then you will still exist in your body form. Now, the next point is, the question is, well, what's going to happen to these people? Well, there won't be any people. So next thing is, what's going to happen to the spirit? Well, naturally, the spirit's going to go on like it would normally do on other planets, except for here, because people are trapped here for all this, you know, eons of time, basically, thousands and thousands of years. So you're actually freed at this time to go on to have another experience in the universe. As far as you finding your child or your grandparents or your neighbor, that's up to you in that realm of consciousness, because you're going to be in spirit form. You won't have this physical body to go back to, because it will no longer exist, because it can't exist because your spirit already left it. Just much like what happens today when somebody dies, the spirit leaves the body and it's gone, but it reincarnates over again because it's a forced reincarnation here. This is the Galactic Federation way of helping us, is to keep us entrapped here. So, and they're supposed to be here to teach us our spirituality. And they should have been here 500 years ago to have you learn how to do the ascension process and to tell you not to have children until you're at the older age where you've released a lot of your baggages so that your child would be purer than you are. That's kind of in the Bible about the, I'm not a Bible person, but, you know, the sins of the, you know, the last generations passed on to the child or something like that. Well, that's what's happening. And so, basically, no, there won't be anything around. If you're fortunate enough, like I said, to be able to do your spiritual work to get into your body 100%, then you have the ascension process. Your body would love to have that happen to it. It's waited 4,000 years for this. So what I tell people, how much do you love your body? Are you willing to do the work? It's much like, you know, being an athlete. You know, are you going to prepare to do, you know, maybe a half a mile run or something, or are you just going to not want to do that and just walk around? You know, it's what you want to do, where your motivation is. How much do you love your body? You know, and ask your body if it wants to ascend. You know, and your spirit is there. It has all your tools, you know, for ascension. It knows how to do this. It's here. It's ready. Just that, are you ready to release the energy so it can come back into you? So I hope that is perfectly clear for everyone. And there's no trauma involved. The biblical aspect of, you know, the pits of hell and the fire and everything else. No, the light never created that, okay? The light's only love energy. And so everything through love will be transformed. And this is why your spirit will have another way to experience life. It's not going to be stuck in some kind of burning flame, you know, with a pitchfork, you know, from the devil poking it, you know, because you didn't do the ascension. No, and it doesn't judge anybody. People who have had negative lives here right now, who maybe have caused people harm, you know, that's just probably entities in them. And the spirit's not responsible for entities. And so, you know, the spirit goes back to the light. So I hope that answered all your questions there. If you have any, just, you know, type something in right now, and I'll go a little bit further with this here. But I'm trying to make it perfectly clear for everyone that this is your opportunity for the ascension. And, you know, you have to do the work, and you must do the work for the ascension to get your spirit back into your body properly and 100%. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we were on the subject of the saints, and it would be great if we could bring in another one, maybe Joan of Arc.
Okay, so here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just experience Joan of Arc. I'll put some music on. And just sit back and relax. It's a wonderful experience. In one more energy here before we leave. Do we have any questions on the fast chat we can answer quickly, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. There's a few. How does Sai Baba manifest coins here in density?
He must get the spiritual blueprint in order to do that. Okay, next question.
Okay. Who is reaching out to other nationalities besides Ron?
Well, when Jesus came, he worked with the Jewish people over in the Middle East and other cultures there. And this time we're over here in the States. So I don't know what's happening. Remember, you know, this is just the way it is here. And everybody should be tuning into their heart center anyway. They should know about this. So this is just the way it is. And, you know, this is what past history was. Why was, you know, Buddha, you know, born over there too. So I don't know. I don't have any answer for that. I know at this moment there's only me down here doing this from the light ship. The other being that was here for the humanitarian mission from the lightship was Princess Diana. Okay, next question, Sylvia.
Okay, are spirits of the dead entrapped or collected at the moon?
I haven't heard about that one yet. I imagine they could possibly be in there or go there. They could be forced there by the dark side, possibly, being entrapped. But remember, when the universal shift comes, it doesn't make any difference where they are, because the light is going to find these energies and bring it back to the light and restill and restore the spiritual integrity. Okay, next question.
Okay, well, I think we have one more. Will I see my family in the new world after ascension?
Probably not. You're just seeing the physical people. It depends if your spirit chooses to meet with the spirit of that person. So you have to get rid of the physical identity of these people. You know, are you going to see the spirit in another life form? I don't know. Remember, they may want to choose to be an animal in a different dimension. They may want to choose to be another physical person like us in a different dimension. They may want to choose to be, you know, a light ray energy. You know, it's up to you what you choose to do, you know, in consciousness. So are you going to see that person? No. I would say typically, more than likely, not. Because
okay.
The universe is so vast, this is what I'm saying. You know, there's so many lives out there. Just think of grains of sand on the beaches. Are you going to meet another person like that? Here you're trapped in this consciousness here of the earth by the dark side, you know, which is controlling the Galactic Federation. So they're keeping you here, so you do have that remembrance of people from past lives. But when you're out of this energy, then, no, it's probably not going to happen. It's like, you know, a grain of sand finding a grain of sand, you know, across the, you know, the earth here in a different location. So I would say, you know, again, probably not. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have one request on the fast chat, and that is for if you can bring in the energy of Janina.
Sure, this will be our last energy for tonight here before we sign off. So if you wish to scroll probably up on your scroll bar to bring in Janina, or just click on her picture underneath the fast chat there and bring her up on your screen, and we'll bring in Janina right now. So here she comes. So stronger. Yeah, she's coming in very quickly here. So just kind of watch your picture here. And she'll become more three-dimensional typically. You may see her picture kind of float a little bit here. You may see the color race changing. You more than likely you will see the beautiful light coming out of her eyes. And wonderful. There she is coming in right now. And she's being increased here with intensity. You may feel her in your heart center. Like I said, the light only works with your heart. This is what they do. They don't work with mind consciousness. Remember, the mind gets us in trouble here. This sidetracks us from our spiritual evolution of who we are, connecting with our own spirit and our spiritual guidance. So Annika asked if she could spread the word of the Creation Lightship. Sure, that'd be wonderful. Just have people connect to the internet here. That's the easiest way. You know, they may want to get on my conference calls. I could set up special calls in England, maybe even in Sweden, if they wish to do some work with me, with a group of people. That would be possible. So, you know, just see what they want to do. But the internet here is the easiest way, because that's accessible to everybody. And the teaching is probably a little different than most teachings. You know, most teachings are not heart-based energies, and they get into a lot of religion. And the lightship does not have a religion, so to speak. It's just going into your heart. And that's the foundation for all religions, though. But the dogma gets in the way a lot of times, and the judgment of what they teach. So here's Janina. We'll put some music on before we sign off here, and just kind of enjoy this wonderful energy here, Janina, connecting to you in your heart center. I guess we'll call it quits for tonight. We went over time a little bit here. So remember, we have one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays for $20 if you wish to have physical healings done. And then we have our special session coming on the 13th. So I guess I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening.
Blessings to all. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Good night, everyone. Tomorrow's the Light Ship Healing at the End.